Chris Long with the Ohio Christian Alliance says his group supports a bill sponsored by Republican State Representative John Becker that requires voters to present a valid driver's license or official state-issued identification card before they'd be allowed to vote. And Long says his group is going to collect signatures needed to require lawmakers to either pass that plan or allow his group to put it on the ballot.
If they pass the initiative as is, then mission accomplished. We're pleased, and that's happened with, for instance, an example of the Community Defense Act a few years ago, and that was enacted into law. But if they do nothing in those 90 days, if they're not able to come to terms, if partisan bickering again degenerates this issue to where better minds can't prevail, then at the end of 90 days, we'll have the opportunity to continue to collect another 250,000 to 300,000 more signatures to place it on the ballot in 2015 and let the people of Ohio decide.
Democrats have fought the photo ID requirement in the past because they say it will disenfranchise low-income voters. Ed Fitzgerald, the Democrat running for Ohio governor, says he doesn't like the Christian Coalition's plan.
I don't know what voter ID has to do with Christianity. But I haven't seen their proposal, but in general, again, it's another area where there's a few states in this country that are looking at restricting voting rights. As our own Secretary of State has said, there is not any kind of significant voter fraud problem in this state. So I'm not sure what problem it's really addressing. If anything, we should be talking about how to make voting in this state more accessible and easier for people, as opposed to trying to send messages out that I think are going to actually suppress the vote.
Democrats are working on putting their own voting-related issue on the ballot. Among other things, it would make the current voter identification requirements, which do not include showing photo ID, part of the Ohio Constitution. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.